After meeting with allies and partners in the Middle East, Secretary of State John Kerry says a growing list of nations is prepared to strike against Sunni militants, a point echoed by White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough.
And so what we want to make sure happens is that we have committed partners who can take the fight to ISIL on the ground, and they will have not only support from us from the air, but they'll also have training and equipment.
That coalition will be essential if Islamic State militants are to be defeated without the deployment of U.S. ground forces in a combat role. Another encouraging sign is the formation of a broad-based Iraqi government, according to McDonough.
There is now a new multi-ethnic government in Baghdad. They will support a unified, capable, multi-ethnic Iraqi force so that they can take this fight to ISIL.
A supporting U.S. role has the backing of independent Senator Angus King.
This cannot be a war of Westerners against Islam. This has to be an area of the world that is willing to police itself.
But with lawmakers eager to adjourn well in advance of the November midterm elections, it is not clear whether or when votes will be held to authorize any portion of the strategy President Barack Obama outlined last week. Senator Susan Collins.
The president waited far too long to present a strategy to the American people and to Congress. Now we're being asked to react on a very short timeline, in a matter of days.
President Obama is not asking formal congressional authorization to strike against the Islamic State. That is a mistake, according to Republican Senator Bob Corker, who nonetheless backs military action.
Problems occur, and I just think the administration would be so much wiser to get that authorization and buy-in from Congress on the front end instead of having over time 535 Monday morning quarterback.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State's latest atrocity, the beheading of British aid worker David Haines, is provoking strong reactions on both sides of the Atlantic. The White House condemned the killing as barbaric, while British Prime Minister David Cameron said IS militants are, quote, the embodiment of evil. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.